If you have your Bibles this morning, turn with me to Acts 28. Very last chapter in Acts, and the very last passage in Acts. We're going to start Acts 28, starting at verse 17, and we're going to read to the end of the chapter. Acts 28, starting at verse 17. After 3 days, he called together the local leaders of the Jews, and when they had gathered, he said to them, "Brothers, though I have done nothing against our people or the customs of our fathers, yet I was delivered as a prisoner from Jerusalem into the hands of the Romans. When they had examined me, they wished to set me at liberty because there was no reason for the death penalty in my case. But because the Jews objected, I was compelled to appeal to Caesar, though I had no charge to bring against my nation. For this reason, therefore, I have asked to see you and speak with you, since it is because of the hope of Israel that I am wearing this chain." And they said to him, "We have received no letters from Judea about you, and none of the brothers coming here has reported or spoken any evil about you. But we desire to hear from you what your views are. For with regard to this sect, that is Christians, we know that everywhere it is spoken against." When they had appointed a day for him, they came to him at his lodging in greater numbers. From morning till evening, he expounded to them, testifying to the kingdom of God and trying to convince them about Jesus, both from the law of Moses and from the prophets. And some were convinced by what he had said, but others disbelieved. And disagreeing amongst themselves, they departed after Paul had made one statement. "The Holy Spirit was right in saying to your forefathers through the prophet Isaiah, 'Go to this people and say, you will indeed hear, but never understand. And you will indeed see, but never perceive. For this people's hearts has grown dull, and with their ears they can barely hear, and with their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and turn, and I would heal them. Therefore, let it be known to you that this salvation of God has been sent to the Gentiles. They will listen.' He lived there 2 whole years at his own expense and welcomed all who came to him, proclaiming the kingdom of God and teaching about the Lord Jesus Christ with all boldness and without hindrance." So the question I have for you to think about this morning as we get started is this: what is success? Interestingly enough, just 25% of adults say a lot of money signifies success. And that's down from 33% a few years ago. The same survey revealed what people most associate with success and or accomplishment. 83% said success is being satisfied with your life. 80% define success as being in control of your life. Good luck with that, but I'll talk about that later. For 78% of people, success was having a good marriage. 69% defined success as being really good at your job. 66% said success was being able to afford what is important. There are many other definitions of success out there. Success is getting what you want.